Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Monday, September 4. Coming up, security officers to act as truancy officers in special zones, government establishes firearm recovery reward program, and schools equipped with furniture for the new school year. The news in detail after the break.
If I cancel them, you off. Make sure you go get them down. That is how we are go trace them. Identify them. Tag it and trace it. Prevent disease from spreading. Your health is worth defending. Tag it and trace it. You know my thing for I tag them with my help. Put the code even out of style. Tag it and trace it.
A message from the Agricultural Competitiveness Programme of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says members of the joint forces operating within zones of special operations are empowered to act as truancy officers. Mr. Holness says the officers have been instructed to be on the lookout for students aged 3 to 18 years who are not in school during normal school hours and to take action where deemed necessary.
So, in addition to their regular policing, if they observe that during school hours, a child that appears to be of school age is not in school, they have a duty to do further checks, including speaking to the parents and alerting the various agencies with direct responsibility.
Mr. Holness was addressing a press conference at the office of the Prime Minister Western in Montego Bay on Sunday, where he provided an update on the declaration of Mount Salem St. James as the first zone of special operations. The Prime Minister says members of the security forces will work with the Community Intervention Committee in each zone to provide social and financial assistance where applicable to ensure that children attend school as regularly as possible. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness has announced that a firearm recovery reward program will be established to incentivize information sharing from the public, leading to the recovery of firearms, ammunition, and explosives. A $20 million fugitive apprehension reward program will also be set up for information leading to the arrest of high-profile criminals. The security forces will publish the list in short order.
The fund will be administered by the Minister of National Security, and we will be partnering with various organizations that support public participation in solving crimes. We are encouraging the people of Jamaica to participate in the fight against crime by giving information.
The reward programs will be facilitated through Crime Stop. Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reid, is reporting that the new academic year started smoothly for schools in and around Mount Salem, St. James. This in light of the fact that the area is now a zone of special operation. Minister Reid reiterates that the security forces will allow free movement of students in uniform, as outlined by Prime Minister Andrew Holness.
Expect, as the Prime Minister has indicated, that the forces, security forces, will allow a free passage of students. We, of course, encourage students nonetheless to make sure they acquire their IDs, and that will also help going forward for them to have easy access.
Minister Reid was speaking in an interview with JIS News Monday. And Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reid, says approximately 35,000 pieces of furniture are being distributed to primary and secondary schools in order to ensure that students are adequately accommodated. Delivering his back-to-school message Sunday, the minister said focus was also being placed on suitable furniture for basic schools.
The ministry is happy to report that the delivery of furniture to schools, primarily for students, started from the second week in July and will be completed by the last week of September. Furniture has also been procured for teachers, and emphasis has been placed on procuring child-appropriate furniture for the early childhood level.
Meanwhile, sanitation concerns for several schools are to be addressed this year, with $76 million being allocated for the provision of flush toilet facilities in 35 schools under the ministry's sanitation program. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.